This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
But first I want to talk about, you know, some of the employees, some of the willing participants, and not talking sexually, I'm talking like heads of staff, assistants, whoever may have been working for Diddy. And certainly what we're learning in a lot of those documentaries and the civil cases is that, you know, they were threatened, many were threatened, and really felt like they couldn't say anything, they couldn't do anything, and they couldn't get away. That's one thing. It's a whole other thing if you're, say, the head of the staff, and you're helping procure these things. We saw in one of the new documentaries, The Fall of Diddy, that's on Investigation Discovery and Max right now, very last chapter of it, episode number 5, which we didn't even know there was going to be a number 5 until they dropped it at the very last minute. You have one of his assistants coming out with receipts showing the text messages from Diddy. And it's not just text messages. It is literally Diddy's voice, because Diddy wasn't also keen on having to use your thumbs and type. He was probably too busy with something else, maybe too much baby oil on his hands. He didn't want to get the phone dirty. Instead, he enjoyed the voice memos. And there are a lot of them. And it all talks about, hey, I need you to get, and like a laundry list of illicit drugs and all sorts of shit for his, at this point, in the more recent years, apparently he was changing the name to Wild King Nights and not Freak Offs. Wonder where that came from. I don't know. But it's all there. And it's Diddy asking for these certain things. This guy has come forward. This guy is working and I'm sure has testified to the grand jury. At least that's my assumption, judging by what some of the things we're seeing now in the grand jury indictment. They very much match up to what he was testifying to in that documentary. But the people, like I said, that were he was texting with, because it wasn't always just Diddy. Sometimes it was his heads, some of his heads of security. Sometimes it was his chief of staff. And they were like, hey, Diddy needs more lube, LOL. Or, hey, I mean, literally, I mean, it's comical to a certain extent, all the way down to they trash a hotel room and now they have to clean the carpets, the beds, chairs, because there's bodily fluids on it. There's literally baby oil everywhere. You can literally slip and fall on it. Yeah. So the and for added value, Astroglide. I guess that was another thing. Maybe there's a big hoard of that too, because he said there was a lot of Astroglide and a lot of baby oil going on. So the folks that are complicit in getting Diddy these things, not just executing the order from someone who's their boss on his staff, the ones who are higher up, the managers, are those sort of folks likely to face charges in this? I mean, obviously, I'm sure many of them are being subpoenaed for the grand jury, but that would be, you know, if you're looking at like kind of a mob situation, it would be, you know, some of your people just a block down from the heads. That would be kind of their role in the Diddy case.
Yeah, I mean, they're in peril.
Yeah.
Like if you're at that level, like if you're at the level right below the head, you're not feeling cozy.
Yeah.
You know, they're applying a lot of pressure on you. But, you know, I mean, you have to look at kind of what the end result of what they were procuring was, meaning that there's nothing illegal about going out and buying vats of baby oil on its surface.
Sure.
There's nothing, you know, illegal about probably a lot of the things in terms of supplies until you shift into the illicit drugs, you know, but then again, talking about buying drugs, they can't charge you with possession of those drugs. However, where it comes into play is where they're building the case and they're saying, okay, well, these people were doing things against their will mm-hmm. because they were drugged. That becomes the evidence that they need to get them to the point of, all right, this is what was going down, and this is how they got here
yeah.
to make it go down. You know, these are the guys that were, you know, and like I said, man, they're doing proffers left and right. Mm-hmm. The feds are, with all these folks that work with Diddy and under Diddy and for Diddy. And, you know, they are getting as much information as they can. Now, whether or not they're going to be charged, I guess it's going to depend on if the feds think it's worth their time, you know, because that's what I was saying in the beginning, T. It's like they didn't have to get the small fish to get to the big fish. They got yeah. the big fish right away. This is a fucking massive case for them.
Yeah.
Like every U.S. attorney that's working on this, every agent that's working on this, this is going to be the feather in their career cap forever. Mm-hmm. Like this case is going to be epic. Like this is the biggest takedown of anybody that I can ever think of.
Yeah.
Like in any capacity, you know, fucking Al Capone, fuck that. Mm-hmm. Al Capone was like peanuts compared to this guy.
Yeah.
This guy was a kingmaker. He had more money than 99% of the people on the planet. And he was a fucking gangster, man. Mm-hmm. Like this guy was a straight up gangster, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, watching that documentary that you had recommended to me, I you come to find out that his old man was a gangster, mm-hmm. you know, like in that his father worked for, he was like an underboss or a soldier for the guy that was like the focus of American Gangster, the movie with Denzel and Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I forget the guy he was working for, but he was like one of the heads of them in Compton, I believe, at right. The time. Or not Compton.
Harlem.
Yes, Harlem. Yep. I mean, pretty high up there. And then he gets killed.
Yeah, because it's like you see that little clip of Diddy. He's like, you know, he's like, your parents might not be around, but, you know, that shit runs in your DNA.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about that gangster thing that he has going on. And it's like, we've talked about the psychology of this a lot, you and I have, and it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. You know, the like just kind of the influx of money and power and where it takes you in terms of your own mind and thinking that you're bulletproof. And, you know, he gets away with the club shooting in 99, you know, and his boy goes down. And it's like, you know, the more, and now what's coming out is that this dude, he was picking up charges left and right. Mm-hmm. and just was like Teflon Don.
Yeah.
You know, like everything was bouncing off of him until now. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like there's going to be a lot of shit that comes out that I think is going to be shocking to people if you're not already shocked.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, when we look back at it, we're going to realize, I mean, this guy changed a fucking culture.
Yeah.
Like in a profound way. You know, it's like you see the interviews in that documentary, which is really well done.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, I'm always giving ID a little side eye sometimes because sometimes they can put out some kind of cookie cutter stuff.
Sure.
This ain't that.
No.
This ain't that. They secured a lot of amazing interviews with a lot of people that know shit legitimately. And the thing is really, really well done. Like the first 15 minutes, my wife Allison's like, eh. I'm like, just keep watching. And by like the end of the first episode, she's like, wow.
Yeah.
This is a story. But, you know, like it just in terms of what we're talking about here and in terms of this takedown of somebody of that magnitude in a hard takedown, this isn't like, you know, all the shit that's been going on in the political world, you know, where you've got Trump saying, well, they're weaponizing the justice system to win a fucking election.
Yeah.
This is like they're going after one of the biggest cultural icons in the history of the country and going for a full body slam takedown of this guy. Not just him spending the majority of the rest of his life in prison, but taking all his fucking money too.
Yeah, let's talk about that because that's another big piece of the superseding indictment. It's the forfeiture allegations. And I mean, I'll try and explain it the best I can, and then you correct me if I'm wrong from a legal standpoint. But I mean, it looks pretty much like they're saying anything that was gained in Combs Enterprises as a criminal organization, we are taking. And if we can't find it, if it's gone, if it's been mingled with something we can't really break apart, then we're going to go after anything personal and professional of yours and your business of that equal value, and we're going to take that too. That's a kind of a stunning forfeiture when you really think about it, because it really, the way he intermingled his personal life from what we're understanding and his business life, they were almost one in the same. I mean, it's like, hey, let's go do this record and then he's going to go rape somebody in the next room, allegedly. That could mean like his homes, his bank accounts,
all of it,
everything. I mean,
it means everything. All of it.
Yeah. I mean, it everything he has, and that doesn't need him to be found guilty. This means it's out there now. We're beginning this process. Correct?
Yeah. I mean, like they'll have to get him like the forfeiture stuff. They're going to have to prove that he got it by ill-gotten gains. Right. Mm-hmm. So, but what's fascinating about it, and the forfeiture case is going to be a separate case in and of itself. Like the forfeiture court, like that's a whole different beast. Like a lot of times the more common thing that you see with forfeitures is drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anybody that gets huge mansions or has boats and, you know, really expensive cars and, you know, tons of cash, and they know that they've, you know, created all that wealth by way of them dealing illegal drugs.
Yeah.
And in those cases, you know, you see those forfeitures, they're a slam dunk. This is a much, much more interesting analysis because they are so intermingled. You're talking about Bad Boy Records and you're talking about his music empire, that it's inextricably and intertwined with his criminal enterprise where you can't tell the difference of what's what. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that he was using his music empire in order to further the criminal enterprise, that they're like without the music part of it, that was the draw.
Yeah.
And that the rest of it was all just the criminal enterprise. It's like
Tony Soprano's garbage business. and then the other part's all criminal.
Right. It's even more different because like the music side of it is legitimate.
Yes.
Like it has value.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I mean, the guy is a cultural icon. He changed Black culture massively.
Yeah.
Like, initially in a very positive way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you heard a lot of people in the documentary talking about how they really looked up to him because he was like really one of the first, you know, Black Americans to make his own fortune, to rise to that level of power and wealth. And, you know, and he did it in a way that he wasn't beholden to anybody. You know, so mm-hmm. it's like, but when you have the fact that it's intertwined, his music is so much a part of what made the criminal enterprise tick. It's going to be a fascinating legal argument, man. It really is.
When can they start going after this money and the assets and all that? I know his homes are up for sale right now, you know, by Diddy. Are we going to see all of that stuff being going into federal hands fairly quickly? Or what's the timeline on something like that?
I mean, the claims of the forfeiture stuff, I mean, they have to be able to prove the underlying case.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there's going to have to be convictions. Like, they're not going to just be able to take his money if he ends up getting acquitted of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then they didn't prove that they were from ill-gotten gains, you know?
Sure.
It's like they've got to be able to, but they're going to start trying to reel it all in, you know, anticipatorily. They're going to say, all right, like, we need to start finding this guy's money because we're not losing this case.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get acquitted. And, you know, we want to get all this money all rounded up because I'm sure he's got it spread all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got offshore accounts. Like, the dude's no idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be very clear about that. You know, you don't build an empire like that being a moron.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he got advice. If he didn't know how to do something, he got advice from people that did know how to do it. So, you know, I mean, just kind of rounding up the cash and all the assets is in and of itself going to be a massive undertaking, you know. But like, for them, for the federal government, it's a huge win. Like, the money side of these cases is really what goes under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you like to think that the federal government, well, like, we don't want bad drugs in our company. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They want the money.
Mm-hmm.
They want the assets seized. They want the cash. It's a huge influx of cash that comes in. But you know, I've never looked at the actuary numbers in terms of manpower and time and resources that's spent prosecuting these cases, but I have to imagine when you're talking about this type of money, no matter what it's going to take, it's going to be a huge win. You know, if they have to spend $1 billion to get 10, it's a big win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah.
And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.